Welcome to Local Matters, Mountain Express's weekly news podcast. This is Margaret Williams, news editor. I am joined by our senior news reporter, David Forbes, who has quite the slew of stories to talk about today. It's been a happening day, so tell us about some of the breaking news first. Let's tease out.
News emerged this morning through an announcement.
This is Friday, September 9th.
Friday, September 9th, so people know we don't have to go back in time or anything.
Yes, we'll say today, etc.
Yeah, exactly. Early this morning, news emerged through an announcement that he sent to the Scrutiny Hooligans political blog that Asheville City Councilmember Bill Russell is withdrawing from the city council race from his run for a second term. He said that he had that he wanted to spend more time with his kids. He's got three children, 7, 5, and 3, and that was what he said. That was why he was dropping out of the race, that had to be his first priority. He thanked the mayor and council and the people at the State Farm Insurance Agency he runs, and says that he won't be continuing out of the race. So it narrows down the field from 9 candidates to 8, and it takes one of the two incumbents running for re-election out of the race. There are 3 seats open, but there were 2 incumbents, Russell and Jan Davis, were both running for re-election. Now Davis is the only incumbent running, and it certainly shakes up the field, and it was certainly a very sudden announcement. Russell, like Davis and like a lot of the other people, had waited until fairly late in the race to announce that he was going to run at all. But he was he did run. He went down there the first day to file, and had been running his campaign. And then today, apparently, decided that it was time to go and is about out of the race.
And that means on October 4th, at the primary, which only 6 people will get through, so 2 folks will get knocked out.
2 folks will get knocked out. Though, 2 people will be knocked out. Though, if it's like before, for example, a number of years ago, we've had people withdraw from races before, and sometimes their name still does appear on the ballot anyway. No, they just
very likely will still be on the ballot. Yes.
Yeah, so it's kind of a token vote there.
Now, there's some other breaking news, something about a cesspool and sin, but hold on for that thought. We'll come to that in just a moment. There's another issue that, besides sin, that David cooks up with.
And that's kind of my beat, the sin beat.
The sin beat, yes. There's an event coming up that relates to poverty in Asheville area in western North Carolina.
Yes, Pisgah Legal Services, which is a long-time nonprofit in this area that provides legal services to lower-income people, working-class people who don't have the money to afford a necessary service. And they are holding this event called Priced Out. They have Gene Nickel, who's a law professor and a well-known anti-poverty advocate. He heads up a center on the issue at University of North Carolina. He's coming. He's their main speaker. It's going to be September 22nd at the in the Century Room in Pax Tavern. And in addition to reception, there's going to be a speech. He's going to speak. There's going to be a discussion. And Nickel has been very active in criticizing what he sees as kind of a catch-22 and something Pisgah Legal's lawyers also said they've seen, which is that while services are being cut, people's savings are running out. They're dealing with people who been unemployed for 2 years now, been on unemployment for 2 years, and have nowhere to go for basic things like a foreclosure or even things like domestic violence. Sometimes they can't find adequate legal representation. And that they're naming the event Priced Out because they assert that they're seeing people in Asheville and around the area priced out of the legal system, essentially, where it becomes almost impossible for them to get necessary representation. And Pisgah Legal itself is in a kind of a rock and a hard place, because while contributions, the donors are tighter with their purses these days, foundations have less money, the state is, and state and local and federal government have all cut back on contributions. So, and with cutting social services more in general, that leaves more people in these possible situations. Then if they come for, legal representation or help, Pisgah Legal itself has less services with which to help them while the need is growing. They've seen, just in that first half of this year, they said they've seen over and over 10% increase the number of cases they handle. So that's kind of, it's very substantial. And they're using way more volunteer attorneys. They're, they say they're having more and more cases come in. And they say another thing, Katie Russell Miller, who was speaking on behalf of Pisgah Legal to us, said that one other thing that's changed is the severity of the cases. They used to be, someone would come in, they've been unemployed for 3 months, they need some help. Now it's someone who's been unemployed for 2 years, 2-3 years. It's instead of it you know, it's women coming in who says they have almost no hope of escaping a violent domestic situation. The cases have gotten much, much worse as, and thus much more complex for a lawyer to deal with. Two, the longer the recession has gone on, this event is the first one of this type they've done. They've certainly done fundraisers before, but this is both a fundraiser and they say it's part of their mission is to highlight how important the issue this is, both to the public and to government.
Well, thanks, David, for keeping up with that. We hope in the coming months and coming year to continue looking at poverty and related mm-hmm. issues in the Asheville area.
Absolutely. It's been an interest of mine for some time. I think it's an absolutely important issue that does not get talked about nearly enough and doesn't get addressed nearly enough in this city, and I want to keep that spotlight
True.
On it.
You've done some of your work in the recent years has been very good and focused on
Thank
that
you.
Topic. In some other breaking news, back to that cesspool of sin.
Yes, at a meeting, this is according to a report from the Gaston Gazette, and there was a meeting at a rally at a church in Gaston last night, and Senator Forrester, who is one of the main, State Senator Forrester, who's one of the main sponsors of the proposed anti-gay marriage constitutional amendment. Which will have to, it's still in the General Assembly, it would have to pass General Assembly by 3/5 and then go on to the ballot in 2012. But it's been proposed, this would put in the state constitution, it would ban gay marriage there, it looks like it would destroy domestic partner benefits, Asheville has that, any possibility of civil unions, and so he's at this speech at this church where he's trying to rally support, he called Asheville a cesspool of sin.
Because our city allows domestic partnership benefits.
Well, yeah, the city itself has passed domestic mm-hmm. partnership benefits,
and we do have a higher per capita gay and other
LGBT is the term.
We do have a higher per capita occurrence of LGBT residents, according to the latest census count.
Yes, exactly, and so we called Asheville a cesspool of sin. And I think referred that, you know, that said that if he were a homosexual looking to wreak mischief, in his words, he would come to North Carolina because they didn't have an amendment like this. Naturally, these responses have gotten some local response, people poking fun at the remarks and, joking about being a cesspool of sin and that sort of thing. But yes, singled out Asheville in his remarks as a cesspool of sin.
Well, interesting. We'll keep up with how that amendment, how that proceeds through the legislature.
Indeed.
Well, thank you, David, for joining us.
My pleasure.
And that wraps it up for Local Matters. ¶¶